EU leaders at an emergency summit in Brussels have promised to stand by Ukraine and boost military spending. Speaking to RTL, Luxembourg's Prime Minister Luc Frieden described the European Commission's €800 billion initiative as a step in the right direction. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky will visit Saudi Arabia on Monday, a day before planned talks there between senior Ukrainian and US officials on ending the war in Russia. Pope Francis has released an audio message thanking people across the world for their support after being admitted to hospital. It was played during a nightly prayer service for the Pope in St. Peter's Square at the Vatican last night. A rocket launched into space by Elon Musk's SpaceX has exploded minutes after takeoff. Meanwhile, Europe's new Ariane 6 rocket has successfully carried out its first commercial mission. In national news, the trial of a man accused of killing his flatmate's girlfriend has concluded. The defence aligned its plea with the prosecution's case, arguing that the accused, who's diagnosed with paranoid schizophrenia, is not criminally liable due to his mental condition. And Jacques Molitor, businessman, watchmaker, jeweller and official supplier to the Grand Ducal Court, has passed away at the age of 92. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. It's going to be a mostly sunny, dry and warm Friday. Early temperatures on the cold side between 3 and 5 degrees, but thermometers are nearly bursting between 15 and 16 degrees at lunchtime.